USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Department of Justice has reclaimed some of the ransom that Colonial Pipeline paid following a ransomware attack. The DOJ was able to recover more than $2 million worth of Bitcoin, about half of the $4.3 million the company paid to the criminal DarkSide group accused of perpetrating the attack. The Colonial Pipeline that supplies nearly half of the fuel to the east coast of the nation was hit with a ransomware attack in May, shutting down the pipeline for several days and causing fuel shortages across the southeast. And Texas Governor Greg Abbott has signed a law that will ban vaccine passports in his state. Abbott tweeting Monday that the law prohibits any business operating in the state from requiring vaccine passports or any vaccine information, adding that his state is 100% open without any restrictions. Private businesses that try to require proof of vaccination from their customers will not be allowed to contract with the state and could lose any licenses or permits. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
As the economy tries to recover from the pandemic, companies are finding themselves hampered by supply disruptions and product shortages. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Global supply chain disruptions caused mainly by the COVID-19 pandemic have created shortages of computer chips, recliners, and many other products in the United States. These shortages have forced companies to make fundamental changes in how they operate to keep up with rebounding consumer demand. The pandemic hitting a variety of industries that have been cutting back on inventories for years to lower costs. The practice, known as just-in-time inventory management, exacerbated worldwide shortages when the public consumers rebounding from the pandemic faced shortages from chicken wings to lumber. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
New data from the CDC shows that nearly two-thirds of American adults have received at least one dose of COVID vaccine. But vaccination rates have slowed down dramatically. That is putting at risk reaching President Biden's goal of having 70% of American adults receive at least one dose by July 4th. Dr. Shad Marvasti, Director of Public Health Prevention and Health Promotion at the University of Arizona College of Medicine, tells CBS News that health officials need to engage those that are still waiting and seeing to get a shot. He says those efforts will be needed to meet the president's goal.
Well, unfortunately, we're seeing that the main driver seems to be along political lines. We're seeing a number of folks who from the Kaiser Family Foundation vaccine monitoring, they found that there's a percentage of people really on political lines that are just refusing to ever get it. And we're seeing that play out around the country. Fortunately, there's also a percentage of folks who are kind of having that wait and see approach, thinking that we're still in an experimental phase, which we're really not. And those are people that I've encountered. And really, I think those are the folks that we really need to focus on in terms of our efforts for education and promotion of the vaccine to get them to kind of cross over and get vaccinated to protect themselves and protect everyone.
And the Navy has denied a request from a service member signed by an NFL team to delay his commission to allow him to play football. Rookie cornerback Cameron Kinley's request was denied following his graduation from the Naval Academy. Kinley went undrafted in April but later signed with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.